Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bumming the Bloom, episode 306. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's, as it's our New Year's resolution show coming for you, our yearly tradition, a little fantasy, a little just life, all in one to get us ready for the 2026 calendar year, fantasy baseball year, and much, much more. But before we get to those, some housekeeping. We have quite a bit of that, actually. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod, on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. And my co-host, as always, on Twitter at RyanBHQ, Ryan Bloomfield. How are we doing, my friend?
Happy New Year, man. Happy 2026. We made it through another one. This is one of my favorite shows, even though we don't talk. We mix in a little bit of fantasy, but This is more kind of like 2026 announcements, plans we have for the show, plans that we have for this year to up our game as well. So fun talking through this with you. I am down in California, as you all are likely hearing this, prepping for a trip to Disneyland. So we'll see how that goes. You were giving me some tips before the show. I'll be down there in a couple of days. So maybe that's my first resolution. Enjoy Disneyland with the kids.
Little does Ryan know, Bubba and his daughter come creeping around the corner at Disneyland to say hi.
But hey, live pod from it's a small world.
From the most magical place in the world. We'll be at the bar somewhere else, but yes, Ryan's gonna have a blast, and I can't wait to hear the stories when he gets back. When we do our second base preview, there'll be a lot of venting, I have a feeling, at the top of that show.
It'll be very good, we'll see, you'll have fun,
you'll have a blast, man.
It'll be four kids under 10, probably my nephews will probably go, so it'll be a couple adolescents thrown in there as well, plus the parental units. So it should be a joy. Playing golf too next week, so that'll help too.
Yeah, I talked to your dad and your brother on Christmas, and mentioned some golf with them. So yeah, there are text messages
to them more than I do, I think. Now
they texted me. I got text messages from them. I was like, whoa, man, the Bloomfields love me for some reason. This is great.
Yeah, you are a popular guy, unlike me. People love you. They give me crap.
It's the yin and the yang.
Kind of how it goes. Show. Exactly.
But yeah, Happy New Year's to you, yep, to everybody. Hope everybody's having safe, fun times out there. When you're listening to this show, you had a great time. And we're going to do our resolutions like we do every year. We have five each and kind of talk through things, fantasy related, life related, show related, stuff like that. Like Ryan said, we enjoy this episode. That's why we do it each and every year on this exact time. But before we get to that, we have some housekeeping. I'm going to start out with the one that we've been kind of joking about or hinting about throughout the year. But by the time this show comes out, the beginning of the 2026 Bubba and the Bloom draft kit will have dropped on Patreon. And this is something we've been talking about doing for a while. There's a reason why a lot of sites have been coming out with their rankings and this and that. And we've kind of been doing things between Ryan doing the forecaster, me doing the black book, and then we started working on this. We decided January 1st is the first drop. But the difference in this is it's kind of a living, breathing draft kit where we continue to add to it as the draft season goes along.
Yep.
So a couple things, and I'll pass it off to Ryan. January 1st, you're going to have rankings for all positions, but it'll be rankings combined from Ryan, myself, and our good buddy Martin Sikulski. Martin's going to be helping a lot on this. Ben Tidd's going to have his impact on this as well, which will be great to the party. But on January 1st, you'll get our rankings, our cumulative rankings. There's probably a better way to phrase that, but that's what we'll be having. There'll be positional breakdowns on how to attack each position come draft day. Martin did top 50 hitting prospects, top 50 pitching prospects for this redraft season that are outstanding.
It's really good stuff.
Really good stuff. He's actually already sent us another article to drop that day. There's a lot of stuff. We put together a lot of ideas behind this. And if it all comes to fruition, I think it'll be very helpful. It'll all be in one spot. And the one last thing I'll say is, if you're a Patreon member, $7 or more, you already got it. You're getting everything. That's nothing changing. If you're not a Patreon member, you don't want to be a Patreon member, but you want the draft kit for January till the beginning of the season, there's a $20 flat fee So basically, it's $1 cheaper than being a Patreon member for 3 months. You get the draft kit. So, but with the draft kit, you don't get the Discord. That's the kicker. So if you just become a Patreon member, you get it all. That's kind of the brass tacks of it. Ryan, I blabbered enough. What would you like to say about the draft kit?
That was good blabber. It's good blabber. I mean, I would sum it up as basically this is our running log of everything we're talking about and doing in draft season, all in one place. And like you said, it's gonna be living, breathing. So the first part we'll have, you know, Martin's write ups, our rankings, which will change as we go. I kind of think of it as I'll have my aggregated projections on there as well, likely underdog points league projections, that sort of thing. I will, to the surprise of no one, I will be driving the data and the tables behind everything. Yes. And the formatting of it, while Bubba's going to be doing a little bit more on the writing side and the strategy side, which I think mixes pretty well given both of our strengths and weaknesses. So excited to launch it. It's been a lot of work. You've really kind of spearheaded it, and Martin's done a ton for it as well as Ben. So if you guys are interested in checking it out, you can go to Patreon and sign up for the draft kit. We'll have links out there, so it is obvious where to find it. And again, if you are part of our paid Patreon tiers, you will have this included. We're not gonna scrounge and gouge for more money, even though the Disneyland trip is setting us back a little bit. But no, man, I'm excited for the draft kit. Glad it's finally coming to fruition here.
Yeah, I've been kind of waiting because I joked about a lot of people already have their rankings out and all this, and I'm like, yeah, I kind
of held it all back. We've held it back a little bit.
I wish we had it out, but at the same time, we wanted to have it all come out together. Plus, it's always going to be changing. That's the cool thing. Ryan, of course, put together our rankings page, and any of us—it's Ryan, me, and Martin—we can go in at any time and change our rankings, and it changes on the spot. And Ryan's gonna have projections on the side, so you can kind of see different things. It's really cool because it's color coded, of course, because Ryan did it. And there's a lot to do about it. And like Ryan said, he's going to keep building more projections and aggregators and all kinds of stuff. And if any of us have ideas, he usually can put stuff together to accommodate what we're putting together. So it'll be a really cool deal. And we even I put together a long list of topics we wanted. Then we went to the Patreon into the Discord. And I just kind of just did a crowd search. What are you guys looking for? Everything that they were looking for, we already pretty much had, except two or three things, which is pretty cool. So we're trying to give everybody everything they could want to be ready to finish their drafts in March. That's the goal. We want to give you everything you need to be ready to crush it in one spot, easy to find. Here it is. And that's the goal for this. So come check it out. If you have any questions, hit us up, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. And we'll see where it goes from here. Again, we're just adding little bits here and there as we continue to grow this deal.
The biggest benefit is perhaps seeing how far apart we have Jackson Holiday in our second base rankings. It is
to the shock of nobody that listened to the Targets and Fades episode. That is out. Yeah, yeah.
There's gonna be Martin leans a little. I've got the rankings in front of me here. I will say Martin leans a little more towards you, which is probably not a good thing for me, but you can see how far apart that
James
is.
Anderson leans towards you. So it's yin and a yang.
I have my, teammate.
But then, you look at, I was doing some other, as we did other rankings, there's some that you and I are very far apart on, and Martin's either real close to one or the other of us. So, yeah, there's one of us in almost every one where it stands out like a sore thumb. So, that's the beauty of having those type of rankings.
Yep, yep.
All right, I'll let you ramrod the listener league talk since I took over that one.
No, all good. This is, this is a little bit more of a reminder. I think in the previous 2 years, we have announced the listener leagues on this New Year's resolution show, but we're trying to kind of wrap it up for our sake and for the NFBC's sake. They put a good amount of resources behind administrating these drafts or these auctions as well. So we're trying to wrap that up early, but we are having listener leagues for the third year in a row. I'll go through kind of the basics of it. If you've been kind of falling behind on shows, this is the kind of the first one now that football's over, now that it's January, you're catching up. These listener leagues, basically the same format as last year. It's a low barrier of entry. It's a $50 auction league, 15 teams. And the auctions are live auctions done online through the NFBC. In order to get in, you need to be a either free or paid member of the Patreon. The paid Patreon members get a guaranteed spot if you guys want in. So just let us know. Shoot us a message. Email the show, bubbabloompod@gmail.com. If you're a free Patreon member, which is another option to get in. Just sign up for Patreon. You don't have to sign up for any tiers. All good. Be a free member and then give us a preferably 5-star review on your podcast of choice. We're trying to drum that up as baseball season's starting to swing back in. So paid Patreon members get a guaranteed spot. Free Patreon members plus a review also likely gets you in. We are capping this at 10 leagues. So 150 people, we are already well on our way to that. So let us know as soon as possible. If you are interested in a spot, we'll get you down. Again, the paid members will get guaranteed spots, and then we'll fill in first come, first serve from the free side. So there are league prizes for each individual league. We're also going to work on an overall prize if you win the overall across all 10 leagues. And on the NFBC, we do have a little section of their overall standings that has the Bubba and the Bloom listener leagues as well. We also put a ton of work into this in season. I did a weekly kind of standings update all year last year to kind of keep this fresh, keep it interactive. I know a ton of the folks, we have a listener league channel in the Discord that a ton of folks were already talking smack. We have last year's overall champion coming back, so we've got that. And yeah, it's just a really fun time. The leagues will be mid to late February, most likely. We are still kind of figuring out which exact nights and times, but we will give that to you all. And then in early January, I will send anyone who has shown interest in the listener leagues, I will send an actual formal Google form for you to fill out, select which league times and slots you're available, and then we'll put that puzzle together throughout January. So for now, let us know if you are interested in joining a listener league, and then I will follow up with the formal survey in early January after that, so you actually pick your league slots.
Yep, it's already like 2/3 full, give or take, so that's, it's like moving right along, which is beautiful, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. A lot of people, like you said, talking trash, and it's a good format. It gets people in the auction mode, which yep. More and more of us are loving as time goes by, so really, really looking forward to doing these back, running these back once again this year. And hopefully we can dethrone the king is what it comes down to, and see where it goes from there.
And there's a good chance your league, some last year we had, like I said, we had 10 leagues. I think 7 of them were streamed. Someone in the league just, you know, decided to stream theirs live. Obviously, our leagues will be streamed live. So it just kind of, I don't know, I feel like it's not quite, certainly not quite home league level, but we have a lot of little like kind of nice touches that make it a little bit more personal than just an online league against faceless opponents. So we try and add that touch to it.
Yep, definitely. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to our New Year's resolutions, housekeeping in the book, draft kit, listener leagues, get after it. Let's talk resolutions, where we talk a little bit of fantasy, we talk life, we talk the website, or I guess the podcast, all the stuff we got going here, and it gets philosophical at times, or it just gets, you know, self-deprecating at times, but
it's usually how it ends.
Yes, yeah, usually ends with us realizing, God, we need to get our shit together, but yep. we got five each. We got five each, so Ryan, let's start with your first one, unless you have anything else to preface that with.
No, let's do it. These will be kind of wide ranging. My first one relates more to the Patreon and just some, honestly, for me, personal development goals. I enjoy, and I do this kind of partly for my day job, is I just enjoy writing code. To the surprise of no one, I'm a super geek and like just kind of building things over the last year for the, and obviously Patreon members will know, I've done a lot of stuff with Google Sheets. A lot of that will continue, things like the weekly planner, automating all that stuff for you all. Big focus that I've been working on the last month or two is moving from Google Sheets to these online web applications. And I want to kind of build some of that into tools that the folks, the Patreon folks can use. The first one that I'm finishing up right now, I think it's pretty cool. It's an NFBC standings predictor. So basically all you do, and the thing with these web apps is, I mean, it's a website, right? So you can go in, you can actually input things as opposed to a Google Sheet where you're just kind of looking at it. What this will do is you upload your NFBC draft results to the web app. You select which gives you control, select which projection systems you want to use to predict the standings. select if you want to choose your whole roster or just your starters, and then it'll spit out a projected league standings. Based on the projection, you can aggregate, you can pick multiple, and it'll average them all together. It'll show the projected standings color-coded, as well as each team's rosters with their projections as well. So you can do it after the draft. You can also do it in draft if you want to see how you're kind of pacing in terms of which categories and that sort of thing. It's kind of like, I don't want to undersell it, I probably am, it's kind of like the Fantasy Pros like ratings that everyone makes fun of on the NFBC afterwards, except it's actually live and based on Fangraphs projection systems that a lot of us use. So that's really cool. I'm pretty much finishing that up. I've shown it to the Discord folks, and they've done a lot of testing, and it's working pretty well. So that's the first one I'm going to release to the Patreon, probably pretty soon, honestly, early January for that. We just need some new projection systems to come out, man. But no, that's just one example. I've got a projection aggregator app that I want to build, where you can also kind of pick which league format, points leagues, best ball, whatever, which projection systems you want to use for that. And then that's just the beginning. I have other ideas with these web apps, but it's just something that I've been interested in as a programmer, and it's gone really well so far. So keep an eye out for more tools and stuff that are interactive web apps in addition to the traditional Google Sheets.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. I always laugh, and I've said it many times on the show, on the on-air, off-air, whatever, that Ryan's brain is hilarious to me, because we'll talk about things, and I'll mention something, and he goes, "Oh yeah, no problem," and he goes and does it, and it's like my caveman brain wouldn't even know where to begin on these things. And Ryan, like, I always tell him, only do it if you have time. He's like, "No, I enjoy this," and I'm like,
"Why?"
Well, no, like, sicko. The thing is, like, if I knew how to do it, I'd probably enjoy it too. Like, like you said it earlier on the draft kit, our skills, we focus on our skills, and that's what makes it work. And Ryan's really good at this stuff. So I look forward to every time he'll message me, goes, "Hey, I'm working on this," or "I'm working on that." And it's always something pretty cool. Like, I remember when we first started doing, like, "Hey, check out the weekly planner. Do you think this works?" And now it's like, yeah, a go-to for us when we do things. Like, little things like that, I think, is really cool. And he's like Ryan said, he's been testing this out in the Discord and everything. And it's just one of many things as his brain moves in different directions that I'm looking forward to seeing, like, what's next, because he doesn't just stop with this. It's like, what's next? And that's what I'm excited about.
It's a potential problem, but I enjoy it. So, and the other yin and the yang thing is, this is going to sound bad, but you like actually talk to people, get these good ideas from folks that you talk to. So
you sit in your basement all day and
just sit in the lab and freaking get all pissed in the lab. Code.
Ryan's in the lab. I'm breathing air and talking and figuring things out. That's how we work. It works well.
You need both sides.
Yes. All right. For me, my first one is, I talked to Ryan about it a lot last year. I tried to do it. It just didn't happen. My goal is to actually make it happen this year, is I want to return to 2 episodes a week of Bench with Bubba. That's something I really want to do. And more importantly, I want that second episode a week to kind of go back to where I started the show, is getting new people on, or at least not so well-known people. Like, that sounds bad, but I think you guys know what I'm trying to get to there. Like, I'll still get my regular, like anytime I can get like a James Anderson, like they're friends of mine now. So, like, yes, I want to have them on the show, but at the same time, like last year, I had like Nate Schwartz on from Pitchless. Awesome guy. I've had on 3 times now. Like, I want to keep getting people like that I've never had on the show and talk to them and kind of expand on what's going on in the fantasy world, as there's so much to do there. I love doing the show. It kind of got cut back a bit because of life. And it seems like life's getting a little more, when you have a kid, it's never solid, but it seems like there's at least a little more structure to it as they get older.
Oh yeah, she like goes to school now, so yeah. that helps.
Now that there's a little more structure to it, so my goal is to get back to that. It's still tough to schedule. Like, that's the biggest thing. That's why it kind of went away, the second episode. But I'd like to get back to that, and that'll kind of coincide with something else I have later that might allow that to happen. So that's one of my big things. It might sound silly to some, but I started with Bench with Bubba doing it twice a week, and that's what I kind of want to get back to go with twice a week with that, to kind of piggyback with twice a week with Bubba and the Bloom. I think you'll have to hear me 4 times a week, unfortunately, to many people's demise, but like, one will always be with Ben unless scheduling conflicts, and then I'll have a new voice later in the week. And I think that'll be a good thing that I want to get back to, because it, I enjoyed it. I think other people enjoyed it. And that's kind of the bread and butter of what Bench with Bubba originally was. So I kind of want to get back to that.
I remember being one of those new voices on Bench with Bubba. Years ago when you first had me on. So, the show you do with Ben is awesome. And that's kind of your cadence, but yeah. I do also like to have, you have been crushing it lately with having like Eric Cross on Sikulski, your auction episode with Winoker. That's how it's pronounced, Bubba. Yes, Winoker. I know. And Mike Baker. That's, I think, one of the many places you thrive is getting that good information out of folks. And the more, I don't know, I feel like we've been entrenched in the industry so long, and maybe I'm blind to it. Maybe it's just the way social media has gone lately. Like, I have not seen many new voices in the industry and over the last week, at least the rate of which that we had, you know, pre-COVID times, or of course during COVID when everyone started a podcast, but would like to kind of have your show as a way to find those new voices.
Yeah, and if anything, like, I guess I'll preface it, it might not all be new voices, but it'll be not as welly distributed voices.
Right. Yep.
Like you might know, like, again, I like Nate Schwartz. I think he should be on more stuff. I think he's a big brain, smart guy from Pinterest. Like
Rick Graham, you just had on the first time.
Was awesome.
With Mike Carter, and it was...
I texted you after that show. I was like, that was great. Like, he's a pro's pro. Like, just getting to talk to a guy, like different people I've never talked to, people might know, but I've never talked to, that's what I want to get back to. So I enjoy the interview process is what I really enjoy. I like picking brains is what it comes down to. So that's where that comes into play. All right. What is your second one?
Number two for me, this is more fantasy focused. I want to put, and maybe this is on the heels of Bench with Bubba episode 800 with Winoker and Mike Mager, which if you guys have not listened to that show and you are considering doing an auction league, it is an absolute must. I have listened to it once. I will listen to it again as we get closer, but I want to do more of a focus on auction leagues this season. I've kind of done, we obviously, the listener leagues are auction leagues, and we've done that each of the last 2 years, but for me it's almost been mostly redraft, and then I have to like do a quick pivot to listener leagues and to the auction format. What I want to do in 2026 is really actually a big part of my prep be on auction leagues, and I think the first way that I'm doing that is signed up for three auctions already this season. So we're going to do one in January that is like an auction draft and hold that I'm planning on doing, where you do a traditional auction for your starting 23, but then you draft 27 reserve guys. So it's not a fab league, which is nice. Listener league in February. And then the big boy, the high stake $1,600 auction in Vegas with you in March, it's kind of my peak league this year, my top league. So having auction leagues, you want to do too many because then you got too many fab leagues, but having one in January, having one in February, and having one in March will kind of keep me on that kind of path to not just treat auction leagues as, oh, I need a, you know, quick pivot from my, you know, draft and holds and redraft leagues. It's going to be more of a focus for me in terms of prep, because they're just so damn fun.
They're the best. And that's why we'll have a discussion here in a second, but that my second one revolves around this as well. We have very similar, I made sure to put them next to each other so we can just talk about it.
Yeah.
But I want to focus more on auctions as well. I've thoroughly begun to enjoy them as we've done them the last couple of years for our leagues. Like 2 years ago, that was like my first auction with our listener league, and I loved it. And then we kind of expanded on it last year. I did a couple OLAC, or the one OLAC and the auction, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then we went there live in Vegas, and I'm just itching. And we both got into one for this year, but it was different. And I've had different people on the show kind of talking about auction. We did an auction show. We'll do an auction show coming up probably middle to late January, give or take on that. But yeah, doing that show with Mark and Mike, that got the itching like full on. I needed like Benadryl. I was scratching myself too much from an allergy infection. Calm down. But like, well, because it was also great because so many people were like reaching out, like, I want to draft auctions. I want to draft.
Yeah,
like,
it was
a masterclass on what to do, but not just like, hey, this is how high stakes. It was just auctions. Like, yeah, the high stakes angle was there, but it was how do we attack auctions? And why I love this going into that preface was I've met them both. I've talked to them both. I talked to Mark in Vegas a little bit. I talked to Mike a ton at FPAS. Again, why we love FPAS. You can do these things, folks. two different brains that work together. It's kind of like me and Ryan. It's a weird situation, but like they both attack things differently. And that's why I wanted to talk to them on this, because they team up, which we talked about a lot, but they also do a lot of their own leagues. And it's a really interesting way to attack the auction process. And the more we talk about it between us and other angles, I love how auctions, you can build your team. You can use your planning, your research to build your team. You're not at the mercy of a snake draft. You're not at the flow of, hey, here's a run, or hey, here's your KDS. So now you're probably getting these pockets of guys. That's just the reality of the situation, unless you want to force stuff. Like an auction, you can build stuff based on your knowledge. Like Ryan can build an all AARP team. It's possible. Like there's
the Heisman House.
Yes, the Heisman House, exactly. There's lots of ways to go about it. I think it's an amazing structure. I know it takes forever, but I want to focus more on that. I'm still not quitting my 12s. I love my 12s, but that'll primarily be, you know, standalones for the most part, just because yeah. I enjoy those. But I'm still going to focus on auctions. I'm not going to up my fabs too much, I don't think. I'm not going to promise anything on the show, but I will do a couple OLACs to go with what you were already planning on, just because I just love drafting those so much more.
Yep. Just thinking through it, I haven't actually started. I will get full into auction prep when I get back from California, but just the way that it preps, and you kind of, the way that the prep entails, you hit on this, Bubba, is like, you're not really looking at, okay, I have this pick, who's available in this round and this round. It's looking at the player pool in an entirely different way. It's like, where do I like certain pockets of players at each position, and building a budget, or at least a budget plan around where you like certain players, where you think the bunches of value, those pockets of value are. It's just a totally different way to prep. And I'm very much looking forward to doing that. Cause again, like I said earlier, like in the past we have done auctions, but it's more just been like, oh crap, I got to put some dollar values and see if it compares to AAV, and that's it. I want to do a ton more than just that in 2026. And again, your episode 800 really opened some eyes. And even I wrote down some notes on the damn thing, which turn it into you. Yeah. But that gave me some ideas on how to do that.
Yeah. I don't think I've listened to maybe more than five of my shows ever back, and people keep track. I've done a lot of shows. That's one I'm going to listen to again, because I took a lot of notes on my paper, and one that stood out, kind of what you were just saying there, Mike Mager said, when I start planning, I plan backwards. And it goes to like, hey, is there a second baseman I'm cool in this like $6 to $10 range? Well, now that opens up money elsewhere. Like there's a whole level to it, to just being like, okay, here's these players are 25 to 35, so on and so forth, just having a grid, which is still fine. You need those things. But being able, like people talk, Ben talks about it, and maybe we'll see more of this in the future. And other guys about like a snake draft, like building out your draft, you do it. Like it's a thing. You can still do that in an auction. That's the thing. But you can build backwards.
All stages in the auction. Yeah, you can't really build backwards in a snake draft, because after 10 rounds or whatever, ADP is very loose. So you just kind of get your guys, where it's a little bit, you got to be a little bit more, or hell, a lot more disciplined in those end games, because $4 is versus $7. I mean, you can use that money at the top of your draft. So, yep.
So yeah, there's a lot to be said about that. But all right, number three, what do you got?
Number three, this is actually six on our sheet, but it dovetails into this discussion with league selection. So it's just finalizing my personal leagues for 2026. And maybe this is a kind of a side resolution of learning to say no, which I hate to do, but I have decided not to come back to the Werf League. I'm really trying to cut down Fab Leagues. And that was a really hard no to say, because our commissioner JT puts a ton of work into Werf. But it was just something that I need to find leagues where I need to minimize how many Fab Leagues I'm in. And so right now it looks like I am, and TGFBI probably still on the fence as well. Just not sure if I'm going to do that. But right now it's going to be Labor Tout, in terms of Fab Leagues, Labor Tout, Listener League, Vegas League. So that's four. If I do a Beat Bloom OC, if we're asked to come back and do that, would be five. And then that would leave one extra league, likely probably a Vegas listener league. We'll see if that comes to fruition again. But right now I'm at five Fab Leagues. I am not going to go above six, just because I remember it was the second week of Fab last year, and I was already dreading doing it. It's like, I don't want to do this again next year. And I think last year was like 9 or 10 fab leagues. It's just way too much. So learning to say no, cutting down the actually cutting down the leagues instead of talking about it. I am now down to 5 or 6. And that is it. That's it, Bubba. No more.
No, that I'll believe it when I see it. But yes. Yeah, I'm kind of I can't make the promises, but I will echo a few things that you said. Is we've talked a lot about some of these extra leagues, is the way I'll say them.
You just get invited to things. It's like, I don't want to sound like popular or whatever, but like, yeah, you just get these invites, and it's tough to say no. But yeah.
Well, it's tough to say no when it doesn't feel like they are what they once were at the same time. So yeah. It's tough to kind of, if the investment from others aren't in it, then why should I invest my time in it when time is valuable? That's the nicest way I can say it. Yep. So
that makes sense.
That's the dilemma. You and I have talked about this for a while off air. So you're finally pulling the pin on some of them. I still have to figure my life out, but I'm envious of you. Let's just put it that way. We've talked about this as well, but I'll jump in with mine. It's fourth on our list, but it's third here. I want to work on finishing better in fab leagues in general. And I think part of that will be not worrying about those extracurricular leagues. And part of it will be, like, in 12s, I need to be more aggressive in fab. That's a note I made mid-season last year. Like, that's something I need to be much better at. Maybe it's my player assessment even more, because I finished 5th to 8th in, like, so many leagues this year. Like, I middled. I didn't finish towards the top. I didn't finish towards the bottom. So I was, like, just sitting there, which means maybe it's a couple fab moves that are the difference, or it's a couple draft pick tweaks. I think it's stuff, you know, it's tough to tell in a 6-month period of time, but I need to get back up there. I had a good year a couple years ago. I need to get back to that. I know I can do that. And so I'm just telling myself I need to work harder in my fab leagues, because it comes down to another one we're going to talk about later for me, is it's just time. Time is difficult when you have kids running around. Mm-hmm. So I need to find a way to better myself in fab. If it's, as Ben Bingham mentioned in our Discord, starting to do a lot more work Saturday night so Sundays are easier, stuff like that. I got to find a system that works for me, which has not been always the easiest, but I want to be much better in fab. I mean, if that means cutting back certain leagues, that might be it. I'm still dying to decide. I love my 12 team leagues, but if I do more auctions, should I focus primarily on 15s is the question. Like, because going back and forth,
that's tricky. Because there's no 12 team auctions, at least I don't think. And at least
I'd be terrified about those prices. I'd be terrified about
the prices are crazy. I do a 12 team auction, I run it at FPAS, and the prices are nuts.
So, yeah, mine's just more of a mental thing. I got to figure out my life, as in how to. How to figure out fab more. My fab life. Let me clarify this. You know, there's a RotoWear shirt.
You probably need to figure out your life too, but well, that's a separate pod.
I've been trying to do that for 42 years, Ryan. I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
Would have been figured out by now. If
there's certain times I wake up in the morning and go, I did it again. So it's just certain things aren't going to change, unfortunately. But fab wise, because I think that's the biggest glaring issue. I think a lot of people struggle with it. It's always a common question, is like, how do you approach fab? Well, the lazy or simple answer is there's no right or wrong way. Might be the right answer, honestly, but it just seems like that's the answer you hear everywhere. So I got to figure my fab life out.
Yeah, I had a similar thing. I'm not saying I've solved this, but I basically did fab on Friday last year. Just the way that my schedule is, usually Friday afternoons at work are usually pretty chill, so I can set my Friday lineups, but then also get a head start on fab. And the show that the fab preview show that we just did the night before is still, you know, somewhat fresh in my head. Yeah, nothing's 100% fresh in my head, but I don't get the time on Saturday, Sunday to update things. Obviously if something big happens, I'll update it. So it's not a perfect system, but good is, you know, don't let whatever the hell the saying is, don't let good get in the way of, don't let perfect get in the way of good, something like that.
There you go.
I would start doing my fab on Fridays, and then I'd have it done. I can kind of focus on family on the weekends, do any tweaks on Sunday, and that's it. But that's because my schedule, I have, you know, Friday afternoons are pretty loose for me. I can kind of have that flexibility. So, got to figure out a process, a system that works for you. This probably, you know, rings true to our listeners out here who are trying to figure out, you know, their process as well. So hopefully that that pain that we have here is shared by you guys.
Yep. What you have next?
All right. Yeah. So this will be more just a podcast in general. I've been looking at this the past couple months, really past half year, just trying to figure out ways to grow the show audience. And we are growing. And that's one of the things you keep me in check on is like, man, I want to get to these big numbers. I want to do this and that. You hear about all these massive podcasts. I know we're fantasy baseball and there's a ceiling to what our audience size can be. And like you said, we are growing. So that's good. Maybe it's just me being impatient, but just trying to look for new avenues to reach potential listeners to the show. I don't know the answer to that. I've joined the youths. I have joined the TikTok. We have a Bubba in the Bloom TikTok thing where I just post clips. It's easy through StreamYard. You can automate it and post clips through to TikTok and YouTube Shorts and stuff like that. That gets some traction. Twitter is just not what it used to be in terms of trying to promote and build yourself. Maybe folks disagree with that, that's just my unbiased objective take on it. It's just we post a show to Twitter and it just it goes out there, but I don't know how many people even see it. If there's a link in it, Twitter totally throttles it. So just trying to think of ways to grow the audience. I know like we don't do the best job of kind of promoting the show to audience, saying like rate and review and subscribe and that sort of thing. I guess that's why we do that with the listener leagues. We could be better at that, I guess, but I don't know. As a listener, I kind of always get annoyed if we do a whole 5-minute spiel every time. On how to grow the show. So I don't know. We've got a couple ideas in the works. We're doing a couple home and homes crossover episodes with other creators in the space in January and February. So that's other ideas. The other thing, like we don't have any guests on the show, so it's hard to promote it that way. It's usually just us two. Very rarely will we have guests on here. And that is kind of by design. But I don't know if anyone has ideas out there as well and on things that they've seen or other social aspects that social media platforms that they're on. I'm all ears to kind of try and reach new audiences and reach new folks to try and grow the show. It's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah, Ryan's been actually putting a lot of research into this, and it's we'll see where it keeps going because he has done the old TikTok. He's like that Steve Buscemi gif with the skateboard over there doing that. But like, hey kids, but it's good. It's just different ways to go about it. But like, I Ryan says we're doing good. Like it's nothing to worry about. But obviously, you always want to do better is the thing. So
always.
Yeah, like it's always the goal is to do better. And that's where Ryan is very focused on that. And I'm not saying I'm not, but he's like always thinking of different ways to
always think about
try things out. Yeah.
One of the reasons, there are many reasons why we did our graphics refresh this past year, but just making it more professional and having graphics. And I think that helps draw eyes towards the show. Despite our going back and forth, despite our images, we actually try and portray somewhat of a professional show, which once you start listening to it, it's like, okay, but yeah.
Yep. Just those guys again. But it'll keep growing. It's going to grow. Something's going to click. It's going to be great. And it already is great. Let me rephrase that, but
yep.
it'll keep getting better. And maybe a live show at Disney will be what it takes, but we'll get all those kids to sign up for the Patreon or the other parents because hey, beer's on us, but we'll figure it out one thing at a time. And my next one kind of involves the Patreon. We are floored with how well it went the first year. Like we were yes. all like, we were both just like, whoa, this is awesome. And like the Discord, Ryan talks about it a lot. We talk about it. It's the place we spend most of our time at compared to like social media. And I mean, that's why we're not growing the podcast. Who knows? But
which I'd rather focus on the folks we have and yes. building a nice community and building what we have versus shooting things out in the ether.
Agreed. So it's my goal is my factor of the Patreon, as Ryan mentioned, he's more the let's build stuff. Let's do these things. Let's keep growing it in this regard. I bring more of the written content to the side of things, especially in season daily notes, weekly fab column. Those are the kind of go-tos for me. But my goal is to add more to that, to give people more bang for their buck, I guess is the word you're looking for, or people say. And a lot of that's because I'm like stepping away from other things. So I'm allocating my time more to the Patreon is my point. I want to make sure I actually come through on that. Like I want to find what is it that people want. Like I kind of don't want it to be just, it's almost like I want it to be like a Bubba's blurb. Like, so it's not the same thing every week is what I'm trying to get at. It's not just like, it needs to be something different that's relevant for people each and every week. And that's where I'm trying to figure this out. And that's what I want it to be, is something more than just, hey, let's look at like this. I get bored at other places. Like, hey, let's every Monday, let's write a risers and fallers column. Like, yeah, some of that's pertinent. Don't get me wrong. Like, you need to know these things. But between our four shows, if I do two a week and other stuff, you should probably have a hint on it. Like, every Tuesday, we do a Bloomboard show in season. A lot of that's risers and fallers. That's just reality of statistical metrics. So other columns like that, basically, is you see a lot of that stuff out there, and that gets clicks. We're at Patreon. We're not looking for clicks. We're looking for giving people what they need. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to figure out, and I'll crowdsource it. That's what's a beautiful thing about the Discord, is basically try to accommodate whatever they want. Like, that's the goal of the project. And that's what I want to bring more to 2026 for us, for the Patreon, is a consistent weekly one or two pieces. Like, if it's easy stuff, I have no problem pumping them out at night. Like, it's easy for me. That I can just kind of make that work and add to the Patreon as I take away from other places. Like, I'm staying at HQ. I'm not sure where else I'll be writing next year besides the Patreon. I think that might be about it. I pretty much chopped off most things. Like, Ryan's talking about chopping off Fab Leagues. So I've pretty much kind of chopped off everywhere else I contribute and to focus on this project. And that's kind of the goal I have for 2026.
Okay. Yeah, I know we've done a couple, like, off-season things where I've done a Bloomboard, you've written it up, but to your point, like, we kind of have a show on that every Tuesday already, so it's easier said than done. But I agreed, I would just, I don't know, see what the people want. It's, sometimes it's simple, ask the people what they want, give it to them.
Yep Agreed. All right, what's your last one, friend?
I don't know,
the hell's I love my last this one.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I get it. This would take the comedic value away from our show, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why it's a resolution, and it's not an actual thing I can check off my list, and likely will not check off my list. Maybe it is the charm of the show. But I feel like every week in Fab Previews last year, you would bring up someone who I have never heard of. And I will admit it. I'm not a prospect guy. I don't, you know, maybe it's not good for a podcaster to admit they've never heard of somebody, but I think it brings some charm to the show. And honestly, probably a lot of listeners have not heard of these people as well. But my resolution is to just try and keep up on playing time better. Again, that's kind of the difference between us. You are so dialed into playing time. Like, I'll say something and you're like, oh yeah, but he, I don't know, tweaked his whatever this morning, and I'm like, oh damn. So just try and get better. I think my resolution last year was like reading comprehension. This maybe falls into that boat, because I did not comprehend much. Again, I'm more the numbers guy. I build the tools and that sort of thing, and Bubba keeps up on the playing time. I need to be a little bit better on just being more up in terms of not just who's on what team, that sort of thing, but just, I don't know, having more of a finger. I focus so much on projections and the number side of it, where you really come in and supplement that, I think, for the better of the show, is you give that context on playing time and no team outlooks and lineups and that sort of thing. You have that pretty much dialed in. I would like to have that a little bit more dialed in on my end as well. It's just something that, in terms of my game, that is something that's very much behind, especially as the season gets going and there's just so much stuff. I back to reading comprehension. I do read most of your daily notes columns, and even afterwards, I'm like, what did I just read? And it's not a slant against you. It's any article, fantasy, non-fantasy, something in a newspaper. I'll read something and it just doesn't stick. I don't know why. So something I need to work on.
It's all good. We'll take care of you there. That's an easy fix for me. For me, this is one I think I do every year, and I feel like I get better at it every year, but it's still not where it needs to be. So I keep throwing it on here every year. And I know you've mentioned this in the past as well. It's just being like, I wouldn't say better dad's the word, but a more there present dad is the word. Put the phone away, hang out. I've tried to do that a lot this off season. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it, but that's the off season, so it's easier to do. But it's hard because we love the game of baseball. We love fantasy baseball. We love our Discord. And to me, it's like a combination, especially the Discord part, is, and I know this show's about us. So like if you get annoyed that we keep mentioning Patreon and Discord, so be it. But I feel like, you know, people pay to join the Patreon. We owe them something. So I want to be around. Yeah, is what it goes down to.
Interesting. Yeah.
So that's like that's how my life's always been. Like Ryan knows what I do, like outside of stuff. Not everybody does, but like I was the president of an organization for 6 years that we do a lot of philanthropic things. And as the president, you always have to be present for that. And that cut into time as a dad. Well, this my presidency ended on January 1st, as you're listening to this show. And not because I got kicked out, just
Bubba was overthrown.
No, you
Bubba
basically
was J6'd.
You basically tell you basically tell them like, hey, I'm done, like my term's done, like it's time to get new people in there. That's what I told them for over a year now. Like, prepare for this. I need to stop. My daughter's 5. Here we go. New regime. That's another like load of stuff to worry about off my table. Like I'll still help with that organization, but I won't have all those responsibilities. So it's just being a more present dad, like enjoying the time, because as you know, as other people know that have kids, it goes way too fast. Like I was actually like hanging out with her over the holidays. It was just me and her doing stuff, running errands and everything. And I'm just like, she's like a little human now. That's like crazy. She's running around. She's independent. She pretty much can do most things on her own. She still like obviously needs dad for help. I'm not clueless to that, but you start to realize like pretty soon she's literally going to go hang out with her friends. Like she doesn't want to be around dad anymore. And that's when I can get back to, you know, being on my phone and doing whatever, something by myself. But I want to be more present in the moment of that. And I know I won't be perfect. I know it's probably a difficult one to ever fully accomplish, but I just need to keep reminding myself. So that's why I put it on the show to kind of tell myself that stuff is put the phone away. You can do it when they go to bed. You can check that kind of stuff out, but the windows you're with them, try to enjoy them as much as possible.
It's a noble goal, but Bubba, the Discord needs you, man. We need you. We need you. I'm kidding.
One thing
you said that's interesting to me is, and I didn't really think about it till now, but like, I know most of the folks that support the show is just because they enjoy the show. They want to support us. But there's also part of that thing in my head where it's like, okay, we actually have like a couple hundred people paying us money every single month to like do something. And I always have in the back of my head, it's like, am I doing enough? Are we doing enough? And it's a kind of it's a constant, which is, I haven't had that thought before, especially as this side gig, right? Because the first couple years of the show, we didn't have a Patreon. I had just only exclusively written for Baseball HQ, and you just kind of get paid for the article that you write. Now it's kind of more of a in the back of my mind. And again, I know like we haven't really even gotten any complaints. Sure, people cancel. I understand. I totally get it. But it's just something always in the back of my head. It's like, oh, am I doing enough? Do I need to be doing more? And it's honestly not that great of a feeling. But it's all, I know that's pretty much all in my head. But yes. It's an interesting thing that you brought up there for sure.
All right. I think that's 5 each, unless you have any special ones. We have a 6 spot. I didn't write anything down, but if you have anything else, the floor is yours to wax poetically. It doesn't have to be a resolution, whatever you want as we kick off 2026.
No, I think I'll just end it and I know this show, again, it's by design. This episode is really just us talking about ourselves, which I don't know. Maybe that goes over well. Maybe it doesn't, but we have
it's always one of our most enjoyed episodes.
We do get good feedback on this show. It's a way for us to kind of open up, and something that I don't hear too much on other shows is just, we're just kind of sitting here talking about things and ideas and resolutions we have. So hopefully you all have enjoyed this. I mean, I would just say Happy New Year to everyone. And thanks for having us in your podcast rotation twice a week all year. I know it's for us, it's fun to just sit and talk baseball with you every Tuesday and Thursday night, but it's even better when we actually have listeners and folks who are active both in the chat while we're live streaming, or like I'll wake up the next morning and folks have listened to the show and they put in the Discord like, oh, haha, Bloomfield said this stupid thing, whatever I said. We're actually now like sharing it with other people who listen, and that's really cool. So made a bunch of friends as listeners, which is awesome. We get to see everyone through First Pitch, and it just makes this kind of side gig, this side hobby, super rewarding. So not to wax too poetic, but just want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the show, especially if you made it this far in an episode. We're now 50 minutes in of talking about ourselves. Very much appreciate everything you guys do for us. So just wanted to end it on that note and wish everyone a happy, healthy new year.
Yep. I echo mostly everything that Ryan said there. So thanks to everybody that continues to listen. If you want to spread the word even more, no, I'm just kidding. Go for it.
But, yeah. Here's where we should market the podcast more.
Yes, exactly. But and thanks to everybody that has supported the show, either just by listening or joining the Patreon. Like it's cool to see, like Ryan said, we just kind of did it on a whim. And when COVID ended, we said we were going to do it and we started doing it. And it's 306 episodes later. Pretty cool deal to see what it's come to, and I can't wait to see where it continues to go, because we both really thoroughly enjoy this. A lot of it has to do with the people that support the show. That's why we enjoy doing. We would talk to each other about baseball anyways, but having you guys.
But it's nice that other people, actually like find it somewhat amusing and interesting,
and maybe want to make it better every time because of them. So. Yep. It's really cool. Again, hope you guys have a great new year, an awesome 2026 to come. This is where I will do the plugging. We do have listener leagues coming up, so make sure you reach out, you follow the prerequisites, free or paid Patreon plus a review on iTunes or Spotify, preferably the 5-star variety. It would be great. Let us know as those leagues are filling quickly on the NFBC for us to give to the NFBC. Yep. Also, we have the draft kit that has dropped. So check that out. If you're a Patreon member, $7 or above tier, you already get it. If you just want to buy the kit and not join the Patreon, totally cool. $20 gets you 3 months of all that content. No Discord though. So you got all that. And then the one thing I guess we haven't mentioned, but I'll throw it out there just because it doesn't really matter. You have to be present anyways. When we are in Vegas, don't forget, we are trying to run back that 12-team standalone league Sunday morning live draft. So if you're planning on going to Vegas and you're scheduling your trip, but you want to draft, just something to keep in mind. We will try to do that again, as long as we have enough people, which I think we will, because some people have actually mentioned already wanting to do that again. So that's the plan.
People and flights. But yeah, that's the plan. It's the plan. Yeah, for sure.
Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. If you're planning things out, we're trying to do that as well, but that doesn't require any pre-signups specifically, but eventually will. Yeah. But all right. We'll wrap it up there. Hope you guys, again, have had a great holiday. Happy New Year to everybody. We'll be back next Tuesday with a live show for you, then a tape show because Bubba's leaving. But we'll be back live for at least one night. And then after that, we should be live for a while, barring more craziness. But again, have a good one. Make sure you follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanBHQ, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod, on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. I'm BD Entrick, and this is Bubba and the Bloom, episode 306. Catch you all next time. Thank you.